Hello, I'm Stuart Clarkson with your weekly look at the Radio Today news for the week ending Friday the 31st of March 2017. Star Radio Northeast is to close and hand back some of its licences to Ofcom. Owner UKRD says it's struggled to be commercially viable for a number of years now. It's hoping to move the Thirsk and Northallerton transmitters onto Minster FM and hand back the licences for Darlington, Durham and Richmond. Here's the UKRD CEO, William Rogers.
It's quite conceivable that we tried to create a radio station from too many small local licences that ultimately didn't deliver the kind of intensely localised approach to radio that UKRD is well known for delivering. And ironically, it may well have been the patching together of these licences, which all individually would have clearly struggled to work, that could have been its Achilles heel.
And you can hear my full interview with William on this week's Radio Today programme. Russell Brand has signed up for his first regular live radio show since the Sagsgate scandal, which took him off the air back in 2008. He's going to do Sunday mornings on Global's Radio X from this weekend, and he dropped in to make the announcement on air on Thursday's breakfast show with Chris Moyles.
The big news is the reason I've come on your legendary breakfast show here on Radio X is to announce that last time you and I spoke, mate, on this radio show, you instructed me to start a radio show. I think you even allocated the time slot. That's the kind of power you have on the air.
I was close, yeah.
And I have accepted it, and from this Sunday between 11 and 1, I will be broadcasting live on Radio X. Me, the Russell Brand Show.
Yay! Yay. Congratulations.
Brilliant. The other Radio X, meanwhile, EXE in Exeter, is going to challenge Celador for the neighbouring local radio licence for Torbay, which is currently operating as The Breeze. Before joining the network, it was known as Palm 105.5. Its licence is up for renewal soon, and Radio X has put forward its intention to apply to Ofcom to take it over. The big winner at the Hospital Radio Awards this week was Radio Tyneside, named Station of the Year. It also won three other Gold Awards on the night. Ofcom has published its draft operating licence this week for the BBC as it gets ready to take over regulation of the corporation. It's proposing that Radio 1 and Radio 2 play more new music, including a significant proportion from UK artists. There'd also be new peak time conditions on news for the two popular music networks. Ofcom's chief executive Sharon White spoke about the plans at the Nations and Regions Conference in Salford on Wednesday.
We won't surround the BBC in red tape, hamper its creative freedom, or interfere in its commissioning, scheduling or programme making. But what we will do is ensure that each of the BBC's channels, stations, services provide something that's different. Taken overall, each one should offer content and character that distinguishes itself from what's available from its commercial rivals.
Colin Murray has been announced as the host for this year's Radio Festival, which is taking place on the 23rd of May in London, and I'll be talking to the Fighting Talk presenter on next week's Radio Today programme podcast, so look out for that on Wednesday. And Janice Long is going back on air with a regular BBC show. She's joining Radio Wales to do the weekday evening show through the summer. It'll be broadcast from the station's Wrexham studio and feature live sessions. Janice is also covering for Joe Wiley on Radio 2 the week after next, and will be depping on the Radio Merseyside breakfast show in August as part of the Liverpool station's 50th birthday celebrations. And that's it for this week's look at things going on in radio. You can send details of what you or your station are up to on an email to us via news@radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Stuart Clarkson, and that was this week's Radio Today News.